we're here now, we may as well do it. Because I was on time at 11, you know?
Is there a reason for Jed to be scratched?
Yeah, he came in this morning and he's got some tightness, low back. Felt best that having him available off the bench is a better option than having him go out and early and not be out for the next season. Yeah, you know, I think it's exciting, I think, for him and for us to get him back. He's been a part of that group in there for a few years now, and he's been a guy that obviously you watch him play, his passion, his energy. So getting him in there, getting him up at the top, you know, I think all of us are just excited for him to have an opportunity and to get to play a game that he loves. Yeah, I think, you know, Posh has done a great job out there in center field. I think our outfield defense with Ramon in right now gets better. And, you know, but again, we'll go day by day with, you know, how we evaluate it and how we manage, you know, giving guys days off and utilizing that rotation. Yeah, someone will come up Tuesday and start one of the two games. It hasn't been decided yet. And in terms of the order, I think it's been, that hasn't been decided yet.
What do you see from Dalton?
Well, you know, Dalton's been able to, you know, keep his fastball in the zone. I think today, you know, we're going to look for it to be at the bottom of the zone, hopefully a little bit more often. And then just utilizing, you know, his changeup and breaking ball effectively.
Could he have learned something watching, I know he's much more advanced, but watching a guy like Corey Kluber from the standpoint of, he's not overpowering stuff, but he could get in and out of the zone, and he may have some of the same, no, not at the same stage, the same ball, same kind of package that he could use against hitters?
Yeah, I think that you said it in your statement with how advanced Kluber is. That takes time. This is Dalton's fourth or fifth start in the big leagues, so, you know, we continue to teach, we continue to coach, and, you know, this learning curve for Dalton. You know, I'm happy with how he's performed up to this point, and we'll just continue to watch him and help him develop, you know, an approach and a game plan that leads to his success. So. Yeah, you know, our goal is to obviously ease him in terms of his role and in terms of his you know, usage. And AJ's thrown the ball well. Yesterday was his first back-to-back this year. You know, maybe not as crisp as the day before, but still effective and you know, getting out. Yeah, I think we're still confident we're starting on time. It's cold and wet, but I think the forecast is set it clears up around 1 o'clock, so hopefully get it by this year. Good? Thanks. All right, guys. I didn't go because Craig said wasn't in the starting lineup.